I'll be honest. I have absolutely no idea how to make an awesome cosplay costume or use a sewing machine. This is just a sound effect. I'm not actually using a sewing machine. I'm just being honest. G'day everyone. I'm Drew Agnew and welcome to A Drew Story. Episode 3, I was lucky enough to sit down with Zoe, aka Zalaria Cosplay, at Adelaide's anime and video game convention, AVCON. She is a talented cosplayer in the local Adelaide scene who has made cosplaying and modelling into a full-time job through fan funding via her Patreon page. It was fun hearing about how she got into creating costumes, how she views social media, and what it takes to make this your full-time income, and much more. This chat was recorded at AVCON at the convention center, so there is a bit of background noise, but it isn't too noticeable. Anyway, let's not get caught up in loose threads. I'll stop yarning on, and let's get into the real material. Zalaria Cosplay, welcome to A Drew Story.
Thank you.
So before we get into your sort of cosplay adventures, I've got some icebreaker questions to ask you. Mm-hmm. If you could eliminate one thing from your daily routine, what would it be and why?
Daily routine. I hardly have a daily routine, I'll be honest, because I do cosplay full time. I work for myself, so my routine is barely there at best. But I'd have to say, doing menial tasks like eating is annoying. I mean, I love food, but like, don't get me wrong, oh god, having to feed yourself 3 times a day, that's so much effort.
Yeah, well, I guess if you don't have that much of a routine, it would be either eating or sleeping. You wouldn't get rid of sleeping, you'll keep sleeping.
No, I really like sleeping. I like being able to completely turn my brain off, you know? I don't have to be thinking about things. You know, practicality-wise, you would be able to get a lot done if you didn't have to sleep, but I just love sleep so much.
Yeah, you were saying before about, you know, need some more time. Get rid of sleep, you know? That offers up a lot of time.
That's right, yeah. But then all you're doing is working, so... Or not working. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. At least with sleep, you're like, I have to sleep. I have to do this.
It's time off. Have a sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What's the best gift anyone's ever given to you?
The best gift... that's a tough one. It's a really tough one. Nothing super stands out to me. I have to say, like, literally anything that any of my close friends get me, I just feel happy that I've been given a gift by them. I just, like, thank you, that you consider me and just give me something. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Just like a box of chicken nuggets from KFC or something.
Yeah,
that's
just amazing. I mean, I really love nuggets.
I mean, you can't eat them because... you've just gotten rid of eating from your daily routine,
true.
So you just look at them, I guess.
Just look at them, dream about eating them. Yeah.
Put them by your bed while you sleep.
That's right. Just go to bed.
Yeah. And what childish thing do you wish you could still do as an adult?
There's a lot of things. I've been a bit nostalgic in my childhood recently because I grew up in the U.S. That's where I was born, and obviously I have a lot of nostalgia there because I moved from there when I was 10, and I just like, it was like, my childhood was so good. I miss climbing trees and just sitting in there. I used to just, there was a tree out the front of my house, and I used to just sit in that tree drawing in my Digimon coloring book.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I just spent hours doing that. It's just, that's something I miss. Yeah.
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 I mean, I'm the same way. Like, I remember I used to be able to climb trees so much easier. Now, like, I look at something like, I've got the height now.
Yeah,
but just like,
and you've got the body mass and you're, like, scared of falling. And it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Because I live on a farm and I've got, like, that many trees and, you know, just climb up and whatever. But I look at them now, I'm like hell I'm going up there.
No way. It's not happening.
Some things I used to do when I was a kid, I'm like, no way am I doing that now.
I also miss rollerblading. I used to love rollerblading from the age of like 3, but before I could walk, I could skate.
Yep, all right.
I love roller skating.
Just stand and roll instead of actually having to move your legs.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, it's just like, you can't really find rollerblades for adults. You get roller skates, but not rollerblades.
Can't
you? Four wheel.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them. I've been looking.
I've never looked.
I've been on the lookout. So.
All right. Is that why you haven't done it? Because you can't get the big enough foot anymore?
I would do it. I would just wear roller skates all the time. Just to get around, you know? It's convenient.
Yeah, I can imagine on the footpaths, though, like hit each paver, you'll go...
It would be a little bit annoying, but...
Same on a skateboard, I guess, though. People do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, so you mentioned you're a full-time cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
So for people out there who don't know who you are and what you do, sort of introduce yourself, explain sort of what you do in the cosplay space.
Yep. My name is Zoe. My human name is Zoe. My page name is Zolari Cosplay, which is named after one of the WoW characters that I made in like 2010, maybe. Maybe earlier than that. Yeah, basically, I started my first page on Facebook, my Facebook page, in 2013. But I've been cosplaying for way longer than that. I've been cosplaying since, I think it would be like 2008, 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, my mom made my first costume for me. I begged her to do it. And ever since then, I was like, this is incredible. I always loved dressing up as a kid. So I'm not like, my mom was like, oh, of course you like dressing up as an adult. Like, I'm not faced with it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 2013 was when I actually started taking it a little bit more seriously and I spent more time on my costumes and things like that. But basically the transition to doing this full time has been like only very recently. I don't know if you've ever heard of Patreon.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, certainly have.
I work through Patreon, basically. I don't like the website, but it is, people know it.
It offers the service, what you need.
Yeah, it offers a service, even though it doesn't offer it very well, and it's really quite shit. But that being said, it is there, and I'm glad that I could use it, because it does mean that I get to do cosplay stuff full time. Basically, I mean, I can't make, you know, Patreon is a monthly thing. I can't make costumes every single month. So, you know, a lot of the stuff I do is more modeling based because that's actually, you know, practically I can offer new rewards for like photo sets when it's modeling every month. So it's basically what I do. And it's really hard work. People are like, oh, but, you know, it must be easy money because all you're doing is looking pretty. And it's like, no, actually, you know, the photo shoots usually take, you know, about an hour and a half to prepare for. Like in terms of just on the day, and then there's absolutely. Like set as well, and I put a lot of money into my sets and stuff like that, and you know, put a lot of money into lighting, into camera equipment, and all that sort of stuff. And it's not easy; it takes a long time.
Yeah.
So it's like an hour and a half for just doing makeup and setting things up, and then you know the average shoot would take about 2 hours, maybe even longer than that, depending on like what I'm doing, how many shoots I'm doing, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, after you've done that, you're exhausted. You're like...
Absolutely,
If you've ever posed in front of a camera, even, like, for 5 minutes, you would know how tiring it gets to just kind of, like, hold your body in poses. And, you know, it takes a lot of practice, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
You can't be looking at every single photo after you take it. You have to, like, kind of quickly go through poses and stuff like that. Know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work. And then you have to edit the photos as well. I always hate that. That's always the worst. Like, I always put it off. I do it all in one day, edit 60 photos in one day. That's how I like to do it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. Why edit, like, 2 photos a day when you can just edit them all at the same time?
Just let it stack up. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine it would be hard, like, especially when, like, you are the product and you're constantly thinking, like, you know, you might wake up, you might, I don't know, for example, like, we all get pimples and that. Like, if you get a pimple, like, you know, that's a big... Like,
it's,
I guess,
annoying,
a bit of big stress for you. Yeah.
It's not so much stressful because, you know, you've got Photoshop, so it's like,
yeah, oh, yeah,
you
true.
Cover those
yeah.
up. But then it's annoying to have to Photoshop things, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's more time for
you
your 60
wanna,
photos,
you just
wanna
chuck some filters on the photos and be like, I'm done with it.
Yeah. Instagram, yeah, boop.
Yeah. I'm really bad at social media, actually. That's another big thing. People are like, oh, social media is easy. Well, sort of. But to be good at it, it's hard.
Absolutely.
I'm really bad at it. I make good posts sometimes, you know, not to toot my own horn or anything, but
you can toot your horn.
I feel like my posts are fine, but I don't, basically social media these days, especially Instagram's a real bad one for it. I mean, you're kind of in a situation where you have to use it, so you don't have another option, really. Twitter's the only other option, and Twitter's pretty good, but it's still, like, social media websites, they want you to be posting every single day.
Yeah.
And I'm off, my head is off in the clouds. I'm not thinking about posting to social media. I forget that I haven't posted, and it'll be, like, a week, and I haven't posted anything, and no one's heard anything from me, and it's like, I'm just terrible at it.
Yeah.
it's really bad.
I feel like it's a bad thing for your mental health, too, always thinking about social media.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want to be thinking about that.
No,
like,
I don't.
If you want to say something, you'll say something, but you don't want to be thinking about saying something just for the fact that people are going to stop seeing it if you're not saying something. Yeah.
That's exactly it. And it's so frustrating because I just don't work to that idea. I don't like thinking about posting to social media every single day. I hate the idea of doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I haven't posted on my page in like a week because I was sick, you know, but also I lose track of time so easily. It's just like, a week's gone by, didn't notice.
Yeah. So. I just going back to, you said your mum made your first cosplay for you because she said that, asked her again and again. Is she creative herself or did she get you into it?
Yeah, she's very creative. I mean, her mum used to sew her and her sisters and outfits. Yeah, she has vivid memories of like being under her mum's desk while she's sewing and, you know, stuff like that. So it's like, it's in the family, really. I mean, she has made a lot of her own clothes now. So I'd say about half her wardrobe is clothes she's made herself.
All right. Yeah.
And she just keeps getting better and better. I mean, she started off, she's very impatient. She just likes to have things done. She'll stay up till like 5 a.m. just to finish a piece of thing that she's sewing. So, you know, it runs in the family, staying up late and just working.
Yep.
Working way too hard. But yeah, she kind of taught me the basics of how to use a sewing machine. I started with my dad's mother, my grandmother's sewing machine. So, yeah.
Yeah. So were you dressing, when you like wore the cosplay, were you going to conventions and that then, or were you just wearing it around the house or to school?
The reason that I wanted to cosplay was because I heard about conventions first.
Right, yep.
So someone at my school told me, oh, there's this thing called the convention, an anime convention. I was like, I like anime. and then she was like, oh, yeah, people also dress up, so you could dress up. And I was like, that's really cool. I like dressing up. So I was really into Tokyo Mew Mew at the time. I'm just cringing thinking about it. I was like, you know, 13, I can't even remember, maybe younger than that, but I was really, really into it, and I was determined to get this outfit. I was determined, and I was like, Mom, please, you have to help me, you have to. And so it started from there.
Yeah, and if that's her passion, I'm sure she would have been pretty happy to
She was, except the fabric choice of satin, you know, wasn't so fun for her. Satin is one of the worst things to sew, I could tell you that.
So how did it sort of go on from there? You eventually got into making the costumes yourself, and you kept going to conventions and
I mean, it was a slow sort of process. Like, I would only make a costume for a convention, and that was AvCon. That was the first convention I ever went to. And the next year I like modified a jacket and I made a skirt from scratch. I don't know why I apologize to the thing. I do that a lot.
Poor microphone.
Apologizing to inanimate objects is my forte. It was slow progress. So it's like, you know, make something here and there, and I modify most of the stuff because it's also a thing of expense. You know, as a 13-year-old, you don't really have a whole lot of money to spend on elaborate costumes and materials and things like that. So I was just trying to find what I could and modify it and just work from there. Yeah. And as I said before, 2013 is where I really started to take it seriously. I was, the year before that, I was doing a lot of my own sewing, but 2013, that was the year that I was like, okay, time for me to make a big armor costume and just go full into it.
Yeah, awesome. So what are some of the characters you've enjoyed sort of creating and wearing over the past at these conventions?
Bayonetta is one of my favorite characters. I really, really love her, and I think the designs in a lot of the games are so much fun to make. I mean, they're incredibly intricate and annoying, but that's kind of fun. You know, cosplay is kind of like a own personal hell that you put yourself in because you enjoy it for some reason. Yep. You do all these tedious things, and then at the end you're like, I liked that, I think.
Are you into, do you like crunch for all these conventions, or do you sort of just
a bit more lax? No, I don't really do that anymore. This is the first time I've actually crunched for a convention in a long time because obviously I got sick. I everything I could have had ready by last week, but I just couldn't do anything for the whole week. So, you know, that really put a spanner in the works. But yeah, as for other characters, Reinhardt was another one that was fun because I really do like making armor. That's one of my favorite things to do, although I haven't done it recently. because I've been so busy with the whole modeling and money making thing. And it's
like, yeah.
You know, but I love video game characters the most in terms of like making costumes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the perfect balance of simple and like detail. You know, the shapes are lean themselves towards being cosplayed, because the problem with like anime is they're really, really simple. The designs are really simple, and that looks really good with animation, but it doesn't look so good on an actual human.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I like video game cosplay the most. And actually, I am studying to be a video game designer.
Oh, so, cool.
You know, that's a whole other thing.
Right, so like, yeah, obviously right into your video games and love all that, yeah.
Yeah.
So what sort of draws you to want to be able to make the game? It's just from like your experiences making the costumes and that you're like, I tell you what, I would actually love to like get this design into my own video game. Is that what you're thinking? Or?
Well, it comes from the idea, like I have always been into art. I've been huge into art since the time that I could hold a pencil, you know.
Yeah.
So I was thinking in high school, I was like, oh no, what do I do with myself? How do I make money with art? I don't know. And I was like, okay, logistically, maybe if I go into video game design, I can pursue a creative area in that, and that way I can use my skills as an artist or as a way to make money and have a full-time job. So, yeah, I was like, well, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's everyone's dreams, like to turn their passions into something that
yeah.
can pay their bills and
yeah.
so they can do it full time and that.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you're on Patreon. That's how you make your income at the moment.
Yeah.
So I guess just backing up from that, what was sort of the, I guess, the road to sort of getting to there, being able to support yourself off of your cosplay and your designs? Were you doing sort of commissions before that, or did you just jump straight into Patreon? Or
I kind of just jumped straight into Patreon. I tested the waters by like doing my own shoots and seeing if it worked out. So I did a couple shoots myself with the help of my friend who's taking photos.
Mm-hmm.
And once I was happy with, you know, the quality of the photos, I was like, well, you know, what better time to start than now? I mean, it took me like almost a year of being like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go on Patreon. I'm going to finally do it. I'm going to do it. And then of saying that, and then I finally just one day just did it.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't that scary. I mean, you start off and it's not big numbers, but it's really exciting when you see anything, any sort of positive growth.
Absolutely, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
did you have sort of a much of a community or anything like that sort of around you before you launched it?
Yeah, yep. Actually, I got famous online because of my Witch Mercy cosplay. I think that was 2012 or 13. No. 14. 2014. Yes.
Yep.
Yes, I believe. I have no idea what year it is anymore, but
yeah, I can't believe it's 2019 already. Like,
I can't.
2014 seems like not long
ago.
It's
going to be 2020.
Yeah, I know. It's awful doomed.
I've been out of high school for so long. I might as well be dead.
Say that to our parents. Or
I feel bad, but, you know, I feel fucking old.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was 2014, and Overwatch was, like, the big thing at the time. Everybody was like, Overwatch. And, you know, I played a little bit of it. And I was like, okay, this Witch Mercy costume, very popular. I like it. I like the design. I'm going to work really hard, and I worked really hard on it for 3 months to get every detail I could perfectly right, got it, like, buttons 3D printed, got the weapon 3D printed, and it moved and it lit up and all that sort of stuff. And then I posted it online and it got a huge response. I really wasn't expecting quite the level that it was.
All right, yeah.
I kind of thought, I was like, well, you know, Overwatch is really popular, the skin is really popular, so I was like, this is going to be a good move. This is going to be a good move marketing-wise, but I didn't expect it to blow up as much as it did. It was like on the front page of Reddit, and
okay, cool.
You know,
well, yeah.
all this sort of stuff, and I was just like, "Oh my god, what have I done? Yeah. What have I done?"
And that was like your, I guess, your breakout moment. People found out about you.
Yeah. Previous to that, I'd say my other breakout moment was when I did Reinhardt. People were really mad at me though, because I was like, "Okay, I'm wearing this to a convention. It's really hot in conventions, and it was in October, so it does get pretty warm in October in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, well, you know, the sweat has to go somewhere. It's, if I'm covered in foam, I don't know if you've ever worn foam before.
I haven't, no.
But it doesn't breathe. In fact, it's the opposite of that. So anywhere where the foam is, your skin is wet and it can't escape. Basically.
Yep.
Just to paint yourself a pretty picture.
You take it off at like after the convention, just like
pretty
splats
much,
on the ground.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, because the foam doesn't absorb any of the water, so it's just whatever clothing you're wearing underneath that it just absorbs
Satched.
It all. Yeah, that's right. So basically I was like, I'm going to be really hot if I don't have some sort of way for the perspiration to get off of my body. Mm. And so I was like, I'll leave the midsection open because that way the sweat can roll down to my back and stomach.
Yeah.
You know, dry it a little bit. And everyone was really upset about that because they were like, this is Reinhardt in full armor and you're making it sexy. And I was like, I did not know that stomachs were so sexy until I posted my stomach online.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because I guess, like, you know, you see some, like other famous cosplayers and like they, you know, take parts off so they show more of their body.
Yeah.
To express themselves and all that. And
yeah.
Some people, like, love it. Some people are like, oh, you know, they're...
Oh, they're just using their bodies. It's like, fucking, how does it impact you? How does that impact you? It's like, leave
them
alone.
Yeah.
I love sexy. I love it.
Yeah. If you've got the body to make it work, make it work.
I mean, even if you don't have the body to make it work, just do whatever you want.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Just
yeah.
do whatever you want. It's like, it doesn't really, does it impact anyone else in any way? And I mean, like, you know, on body type, you know, being bigger is really popular these days, you know? And I'm happy about it, you know? It's like... You don't have to starve yourself to feel wanted. I mean, you know, obviously it's like that's a whole other thing entirely. But yeah, it's really good that, you know, I'm seeing a lot more body types being embraced in the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, obviously
yeah.
there's still like standards like, oh, you have to have a tiny waist. You can you could be fat, but you have to have a tiny waist.
Yeah.
It's like that's a little bit ridiculous because I love a good belly. I love a good little belly, you know.
It's something to hold on to. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's, you know, the community has come a long way. It has come a long way. Yeah.
So that's one of the best things about like these communities is that it just feels so inclusive.
Mm.
You can I can come here and I can just talk about the games I love, the anime I'm watching and all that. And there's no real, like, I guess, barriers.
Mm.
But if people start saying, oh, you can't do this because that's not what it is in the game, or it's not what I'll picture as what I want to say at a convention or whatever it might be, it's like, dude, who cares?
Yeah, it's always outside people who say that. You know, people in the cosplay community generally, like, obviously with every community there's bad people.
Yeah.
And there's bad people in the cosplay community. But on the whole, I'd say it's like people try to be extremely accepting of pretty much anything, because it's like, why ruin someone's fun? Why do that, you know? It's just about fun. Dressing up is about fun. Or it could be about competition, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah,
know?
And it's still hopefully a fun element to competition.
Exactly, yeah.
Because if it's not fun and you're doing it for competition,
yeah, why you
just to win.
That doesn't...
You're just like, mine's the better costume! Getting all angry about it, yeah.
People do get like that, but...
Yeah, true.
That's just people in general. Yeah. You can't avoid that.
Yeah. So if someone's listening to this going, you know, I'm into my cosplay, I would love to make a full-time opportunity out of it, I'm going to set up a Patreon, what would you recommend to them? Like, what have you done with your Patreon to sort of draw people in to make them say, all right, I want to spend the dollar or the $10 or whatever? How do you sort of structure your tiers?
Well, it depends on what you want to do personally. There's many different avenues you can go into, and a lot of people have this misconception that you have to do sexy stuff to get attention. You don't. If you are talented, you will get attention. That is 100% how it works. And,
absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
people disregard sexy as not a talent, and it is. It really
absolutely,
is.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so, you know, if you have a talent that is sewing, then you can offer people, like, your insight into how you would sew something together, patterns, things like that, photos of your costumes, you know, that sort of stuff. Or if your thing is armor, you do that but with armor. And or if your thing is marketing, maybe you're really good at social media, you teach people how you use social media, things like that. Or, you know, if you want to go the sexy route, you can. It's like there's so many different avenues, and each one of those you have so many good representations of that in the cosplay community now. I mean, you have Kamui, who does everything herself. She's been, you know, self-made cosplayer for many, many, many years. And she does entirely, like, tutorial books and how to do things and stuff like that. I mean, I learned how to solder LEDs because of one of her books, which is
sweet,
great.
Yeah.
So it's like there's so many different avenues, and you don't have to feel, like, forced to be any particular thing. Mm. I see so many people who are successful online, and you don't even have to have huge numbers. So
don't be
intimidated if you start out and you don't have huge numbers, because no one does when they start out. No. Literally no one. It's about starting it and just doing what you love and just slowly making progress and getting better over time.
Yeah, being yourself and sort of showing yourself, and people are going to either gel with that or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that's someone being, like, real sexy and good looking, you know, that will get the audience that really likes that person. Or if it's someone who's like, I love woodwork and I'm going to build a big Iron Man suit and it looks awesome, it's going to attract lots of people.
Exactly. Yeah. There's crowds for everything. There's people who like everything. So you don't have to, you know, feel forced into any particular thing, and you don't have to, you know, be rude towards people who do a particular thing.
Mm.
Just don't look at it. Just, if you don't like it, don't look at it. Simple as that.
Yeah. So are you able to basically fund your endeavors and all that all off of Patreon, or you got like side gigs where you're doing commissions and that as well?
I mean,
or?
I still live with my parents because I don't want to move out.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
I don't want to pay rent. I don't want to do it. The rent's so high in Australia. It's so high.
Where are you living?
Don't
have to just...
It's south of the city, so... But that's, you know, my parents are paying for all that, so...
Okay, like, cool.
They've had the house for years and years.
Yeah, because I grew up on my parents' farm, and it took a while where I'm like, all right, I don't really want to leave because it's so nice out here. Everything's free, you know?
Yeah, that's
how it.
It
is,
but
it
does get a little bit inconvenient if you are living out on a farm.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine.
It wasn't too bad. I really enjoyed it out there, though. It's nice and free. You got your animals and all
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah. What kind of animals did you have?
A lot of sheep, cattle, dogs, cats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. All them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, got running around with my dogs and all that. Climbing trees when I was a kid, which I don't
do
now.
That does
sound... Like we said at the start.
It does sound really nice.
Yeah.
I've always loved animals so much.
Mm.
I always had a special spot for horses, but I've never been able to properly ride a horse or, like, own it or really anything like that.
Mm,
which is, you know, a bit of a disappointment, but that's all right.
I mean,
I'll get there one day.
you can fix that. You can go and get a horse riding lesson.
Yeah, and Australia's a great place to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in New Orleans. There's not really, it's not the best area for horses. I mean, it's all swamp and it's just constantly raining. It's 90% humidity throughout the year. There is not one day that it would be below that, really. And it's just raining all the time. So you're just like wet, sticky, hot. It's great. I love it.
I like South Australia. I like it's nice and cool.
It's dry, but not too dry. It's Adelaide, a beautiful, beautiful city. Australia, one of the most amazing places in the world. And people here don't know how good they have it. They do not know how good they have it. And I'm not sure if that's just, like, because I came from a place where, like, New Orleans is particularly bad in terms of, like, crime and all that sort of stuff and racism and all that. It's a goddamn mess over there. And, you know, how the situation is in the US, healthcare is fucking, public education, what a joke. Everything over there is a joke. So it's like, you know, here, I don't want it to turn into America. I want it to stay Australia. Australia is so good. It's so nice.
Yeah. I think for the most part, we love our country and
we know what
we've got. But, like, you know, if you haven't been to another part of the world,
if you haven't lived, truly know.
Yeah,
if you haven't lived in an area where it's like, this should be a first world country and it's not, you know?
Yeah. So I guess we'll just finish up on, like, before, like, if someone, like we sort of touched on before, if someone's like, yes, I definitely want to get into it, I want to, like, start a Patreon or start doing side gigs, how would you sort of say to build up to that? Like, if they're not at the point yet where they've had, like, the breakout cosplay where social media's picked it up, you know, how can they start sort of building towards that?
So, I mean, the best thing to do is get yourself out there. So have social media accounts. I'd say the two integral ones have got to be Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
you could pretty much ignore everything else.
Yeah, everything Facebook else just dropped off the edge of the earth.
It has, yeah. It has. I don't
use it either for our stuff either.
I don't really use it. It can be beneficial. You do get some people. I have.
Yeah, like your grandma and your mum liking it, but that's about it. Yeah.
Oh, well, I have had a very supportive patron from Facebook before, but that's few and far between. You're better off just sticking to Instagram and Twitter, and that's where you find most of the business is at. But yeah, just get your work out there. And kind of once you feel somewhat confident in your skills, obviously you don't have to have the most confidence in your skills because no one ever, I don't know if anyone ever, I certainly don't feel confident in my skills and I've been doing it for this long.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, you're never going to feel like it's
you always desire more.
That's like, right. That's
you want
right.
to be better. You want to keep pushing forward.
So, you know, there is never a perfect time to, you know, start everything up. But if you don't start, you know, you can't ever get to the success. Yeah. So it's just a matter of doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So start and sort of discover what about cosplaying you like.
Exactly.
And the person you are. And
Yeah. See what your niche is. See what you really like doing and just invest your time into that. I mean, I've invested in a lot of different areas, but I've always loved like modeling and all that sort of stuff. And I like the idea of being a photographer as well.
Yep.
So I'm really happy that I'm able to like edit my own photos and direct my friends to help me take the photos. And that's a whole other
avenue. So it really suits you. Like everything's just like, everything you love's all in one with doing this cosplay and modeling.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if people would like to sort of find you on Twitter and Instagram and your website or your Patreon or whatever, feel free to leave some plugs. Let them know where they can find everything you've got to show.
Yeah, so everything is pretty much the same. It's Zalaria Cosplay, Zalaria. Is that how you spell it? Yes, I think so. I don't know. But, and then on Instagram, it's just Zalaria Cos, and I think it's the same for Twitter as well.
Yep.
But if you just search up Zalaria Cosplay, you will find the things.
Yep, too easy. It'll be in the show notes. I'll be able to find it.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for coming on, and enjoy the rest of your AFCON. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
All righty.
Sweet.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 3 of A Drew Story. If you enjoy the show, please consider subscribing and leaving a review on your podcast platform of choice. And if you would like to support the podcast I create and gain access to exclusive shows like the variety podcast Kraken Furfies and the behind-the-scenes podcast Secret Recordings, check out patreon.com/idrewby. And thank you to the following people who have already shown their support. Ashley Hobley, Brendan White, Dane Peavy, Dash, Dylan Blight, Jamie Penning, Eric Zutch, Paul James, Ryan Betson, Seamus Mullins, and last but not least, Simon Blackburn. Until next time, have a good one.